Last week, Milwaukee Alderperson Michael McGee Jr. was charged with disorderly conduct after an incident outside a video rental store in the Milwaukee suburb of Wauwatosa. Later in the week, a McGee critic and some of the alderman's supporters got into a brief fight outside the Wauwatosa police station. This week, McGee met behind closed doors with Wauwatosa Mayor Teresa Estes, and the two later appeared before reporters. McGee said the two cities, a local minister from the Nation of Islam, and others will collaborate on a task force on race relations. Estes says the time is right for more talk.
This is a good point in time to talk about where are we as a region? How do we deal with tolerance and intolerance? And what do we need to do? If we talk about collaboration, what do we need to do as a region to be welcoming and to be understanding? And it's a time to reach out, to build bridges, and to be peaceful as we do that.
Estes says Wauwatosa police supervisors are still investigating McGee's arrest last week. McGee says he's still fighting the disorderly conduct charge.
You should know if I'm here, I'm always going to be fighting for justice. If I was wrongly brutalized or whatnot, I'm going to fight that. I would drop it if it wasn't the case. We wouldn't even be here if that wasn't the case.
Okay, thank you very much.
McGee says details of the Race Relations Task Force will be released next month. Wauwatosa and Milwaukee do cooperate on some programs like the Chapter 220 school integration effort. But long before Alderman McGee's arrest, many black motorists complained they were unfairly stopped by Wauwatosa police. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.